into place this weekend. But what difference will it make to commuters? And what about the accommodation on the trains? What about the prices for tickets? Barry Kenny of Erinroad Éireann joins us now. What are the main features of the new train timetable, Barry?
Well, I suppose the headline feature is the hourly service on the Cork to Dublin route, where with our new fleet of trains, we're going on the hour every hour from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. from Dublin to Cork, and it's on the half past the hour from Cork to Dublin. So there's a huge increase in the number of services on, obviously, the flagship route, the busiest route, with greater choice, quality, comfort there.
What price are the tickets going to be on the route?
The 5-day return, which is the most popular fare, is €61. And obviously there's various other fares there, but that would be the most common fare that people would pay.
€61, that's gone up quite a bit in recent years, hasn't it?
It's 59 was the previous fare after the 2.75% increase. Certainly, as we're carrying record numbers on the route. So it's very much a headline fare. Now that we have the hourly into place, when it starts up from Monday, what you're going to see is obviously off-peak seat sales as well, because we have a lot more capacity on the route, which means more capacity at peak times when the demand is highest, and the ability to discount tickets more.
Yeah, because the Lewis has just brought in an increased fare at peak hours in Dublin, so will you have reduced fares for the off-peak hours on likes of the Dublin-Cork route, or will you just decide that maybe in time to increase on the 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock trains?
I mean, we feel that the fare that's there is a good fare. It's attractive. People are coming to travel with the service, but certainly at off-peak you're going to have more capacity, and we'll go down the route of seat sales and web sales a lot more. It'll give us the flexibility to do that, and that's something then the next couple of years we'll be able to do more.
But why €61? Can't you get a flight from Dublin to Cork for far less than that?
Well, no. I mean, I think when you counter in, when you're getting city centre to city centre, no, you can't, because your transport modes in and out of the city centre will make that fare rise quite considerably. That's also the headline fare. If you were travelling over Christmas there, leaving Friday 22nd, coming back afterwards, you'd be paying about €120 for
a flight. You've brand new trains on the Cork-Dublin route, haven't you?
Yes,
but yet,
right.
It's going to take 2 hours and 25 minutes. Isn't that the same as it was 20 years ago?
Well, what we've had is a situation where from 20 years ago, you've moved. We had a lot of underinvestment, as people will know. Journey times, I think, reduced. And with the investment, which was very much safety-led in terms of bringing the network back up to where it should be over the recent years, we'd be able to bring the journey times back to where they should be. Our customers, very much the priorities they have been coming to us with would be frequency, would be more capacity, which we're delivering. And we do want to move on and give better journey times as well. And that's why we've got a feasibility
study. But with brand new trains and with improved railway lines, why can't you be faster?
Well, because you have a situation where the actual volume of trains operating on the lines, particularly in the lines into Houston, that Kildare-Houston corridor, you look at 20 years ago, we have trebled the number of trains coming in what is essentially still a two-track railway. So that congestion is a real factor, whereby you want to have a schedule that is reliable, that you can guarantee to people. I mean, we have over 90% punctuality on the route now. And with those additional services, you have to, say, provide for that. What we are doing at the moment and what's impacting on the times of this timetable is works on the four-tracking on the Kildare line. There has to be a little allowance for that in the schedule, but what that obviously will allow us to run more trains and speed them up as well.
But what about commuters coming in, like, for example, on the Kildare-Dublin line? Listener here is saying that the most popular train has been pushed out to 7:42, doesn't get in till 9 a.m, and then coming back in the evening, the 5:30 is now 5 minutes earlier, making it even more difficult for people to get to it if they have to leave work.
Well, I think overall now, they're probably talking about specific station
to
station
there. Okay, that's a specific one, yeah.
It's quite difficult just to pick up just which one specifically meant there. But, I mean, the 5:25, we have an additional service there. Now, there are minor changes in the timetable, and I suppose that's one thing I will give people as was a public service advice, that to check your times before travelling from Sunday onwards just for minor changes.
Okay, lots of calls coming in. I know Derek Wheeler is with us as well from Platform 11, the lobby group. And, Derek, the people are texting in, complaining particularly about not being able to get seats on trains, and the prices as well. What Barry is announcing today, is it good news or bad news?
Good evening, Matt. Well, obviously, I mean, the new timetable delivers some improvements in some of the areas, but I think Barry will agree, and just listening to him there now, he is accepting the fact that there's still a hell of a lot more work to be done. But in the short term, especially in relation to intercity services being the same time, taking even longer than they were 20 years ago, there's an awful lot of work on the railway right now that could have been done over the last, say, 10 years, that hasn't been done, that is affecting train speeds. One example I would give on the Cork line, and Barry should be aware of this, is areas like Port Arlington still have speed restrictions. Limerick Junction. These are problems that should have been fixed when the railway line was being renewed, and haven't been.
Well, it's far more complex than just renewing track in both Port Arlington and Limerick Junction, and both those works are underway, as Derek says. You've got crossovers. You've got we have to move platforms. We have to realign track in the Port Arlington example. But that work is ongoing this year. Limerick Junction as well. A lot of realignment there to improve those speeds. And basically, we were working all these years with the funding we had, and the funding allowed for simple track work. Limerick Junction, another factor there is the old mechanical signalling is still in place, which slows speeds through that station. And what we want to get up is the 80 mile an hour. And this is what you're talking about.
Is it expensive to improve those things?
It is, actually. It's extremely expensive. I think Port Arlington, the Port Arlington works are the guts of 30 million euros.
So, okay, the text messages are flooding in. People in the West in particular, you were talking about new services here, improved services and existing services. What about the new services?
Well, in the West, on this particular schedule, we have had new services to Galway and Sligo in recent schedules. This one, it is pretty much the same. There's some journey time changes, but what we do have coming this year and next is 150 new carriages for the National Intercity Network outside of the ones currently coming in for Cork, which will allow us to improve frequency on all of the routes.
What about the Western Rail Corridor? Listeners in Donegal, what about the North West?
Well, the Western Rail Corridor, Ennis to Athenry, we would have open by the end of next year. In terms of Donegal, there's no provision for lines at the moment. The populations just don't support
it. Derek, how bad is it for many commuters, particularly around this time of day, between now and 7 o'clock, people maybe who are working in Dublin in particular, who are heading out to Kildare, up to Dundalk, Drogheda, whatever, how bad are the conditions?
The bottom line is the conditions are still very poor. I mean, figures are up to 44 million passenger journeys on Irish Rail. I've heard it quoted that it's the fastest growing railway in Europe. But I mean, we have to look at this in a like context. I mean, we're certainly nowhere near the level of standard of service you have in mainland Europe. And what we have is a situation of where, you know, the population's increasing. We have a lot of foreign nationals living in the country. People want to use the railway because they have to use the railway. But I don't think the railway is developing fast enough to keep pace with these increases in populations. And, you know, the complaints we get are overcrowding and customer service. It's still two areas.
But customer service, people are saying you pay 61 euro for a ticket and you don't get a seat. Do you refund people if they don't get a seat, if they have to actually stand on a train?
Well, we refund in situations. I suppose we're the only public transport operator in the state that has guaranteed refunds in delay situations. But that's what the hourly is about. That's what increasing the frequency is about. And indeed, it's not that long ago, I suppose, we're sitting alongside Derek, and Derek saying we need more services on these routes. We need Sunday services on Kildare. We need increased Sunday service on other routes. And we're delivering all this. But that's the nature of public transport. It's the nature of this country at the moment. There's a huge pressure on the transformation in this railway. We have had a situation where we've completely renewed the track. We're in a 3-year process of completely renewing and updating our intercity fleet. The level of transformation is actually unparalleled in any European country.
Derek.
One thing, the point I made about poor good customer service doesn't cost money, doesn't cost millions of euro, doesn't need a government plan to implement. It's something very basic, and it's a huge problem right now amongst passengers out there.
A first-time mother has texted in with a bugbear, an old bugbear of mine, Barry, and Cork-Dublin train. You have nowhere to change a nappy with a
new
child.
Trains,
the new trains,
new
train, out
absolutely.
For that.
There's a baby changing tray there in the toilets. Absolutely.
So finally, coming to the 21st century,
absolutely, and all of it. I mean, that's why we need the new trains. That's why we need modern fleet to give the quality and comfort and these facilities on all of the routes. And the new trains for the other routes will have those facilities as well.
And listener, train prices are ridiculous. In Italy, a 2-hour journey from Turin to Milan is a humble 7 euro. We can't even get a train from Galway to Cork, or Galway to Limerick, as another listener points out.
What the subsidy is in Italy for fares. But I mean, generally, we would be lower than the European average in terms of both intercity fares and in terms of commuter tickets.
Okay. What about also a lot of people complaining in between Cork and Dublin now that they're not going to be able to get on a train? There's going to be a lot more non-stop Cork to Dublin trains, and very hard for people at the various connecting stations to get a train.
Every single station will either have the same or an improved service from this timetable. We haven't reduced the service to any of the stations, but you know, you talk about journey times. You can't actually improve journey times if you stop express trains at every single station along the way. We need to, I suppose, get that balance right, and what we're doing is, because you've got Cork trains, Limerick, Tralee, the selective stopping of each train through to give people a choice.
So is that a major problem then? Is that a problem also for the express trains, that once they get nearer Dublin, that they suddenly get into traffic jams?
Precisely. Well,
why don't you have lots more extra lines coming in at the
stations? Well, that's what we're doing at Kildare Route Project. We're four-tracking that so as to allow us to run more trains and get the intercity trains through quicker as well.
Derek, can you give any credit to Northern Ireland? Have they maybe had their hands tied behind their back by unwillingness of government to give funding for rail? A perception perhaps that they're falling trawl to the road lobby instead and putting the money into building more roads instead of public transport?
No, Barry knows that Platform 11, you know, aren't afraid to support Irish Rail and give them credit where it's due. I mean, there was decades of underinvestment, but there was also decades of where small little basic things weren't being done, and that's something that myself and Barry would probably disagree over. As regards, you know, the Kildare route project that Barry's talking about, yeah, we welcome that. We can see the benefits that it can deliver. But as regards journey times, as we're talking about here, the new timetable, I mean, it's beyond belief for us to be looking at a situation where, you know, small little areas like we've talked about, Limerick Junction and Port Tarrington and Ballybrophy, that these speed restrictions remain on a line that has seen significant investment over the last 10 years. In fact, it was one of the first lines in the country to receive investment in the 1970s. And yet we still have these little speed restrictions, which ultimately are affecting the quality of the service. And with quality roads coming along, the journey time between Dublin and Cork, for example, is coming down. It's got competition from Ryanair. I mean, I think if we want to, you know, if we want to really promote intercity travel and make it attractive to the travelling public, I mean, we're really going to have to get the bull by the horns here and sort it out and bring it up to a very modern and efficient level.
Okay, there are texts coming in from all over the country, particularly people in Navan still complaining about the failure to get trains going to Navan, where apparently, is there a line available that could be updated?
There's a line from Navan to Drogheda, but I mean, again, you have huge demands there in Drogheda. We need to develop that service. What we want is to open the Navan line linking to Clonsilla. We'll be going to public inquiry for phase one of that this year, which is from Clonsilla to Dunboyne and Pace. And we have a scoping study underway for Navan as well. So we want to get Navan opened.
Okay, very quickly, why is the Dublin Galway ticket half the price of the Dublin Cork ticket?
I think there would be an off-peak fare there. We have off-peak and peak, so we do have promotional fares there already long before airlines
had. Why is the price of a single ticket almost the same price as a return ticket?
We have heavily discounted return tickets there, but I think again with web sales, with increased frequency, more single leg fares will there with discounts on singles. They will come through.
The texts coming in suggest is lots of people want to use public transport, lots of people want to use the trains, but they're very dissatisfied with what they're getting at the moment. So a lot of customer relation work for you to
definitely
do. Barry Kenny of Irish Rail, Derek Wheeler, Platform 11, thank you for joining us. Eamon O'Queeve, the Minister for Community and Rural Affairs.